Morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
It's good to see you again from Girls Rock New Orleans. Tell us about yourselves and what you're doing.
All right. Well, we are Girls Rock New Orleans. We are a volunteer-run week-long summer program for girls, trans, and gender nonconforming youth. We had our inaugural camp last summer. We're gearing up for our next camp coming up on June 8th. During the week of Girls Rock New Orleans, our campers learn to play instruments. They don't have to have any musical experience prior to coming to camp. They learn how to play either guitar, bass, keys, drums, or trumpet. They also form bands on the first day of camp, and in 5 days with their bands, they write original songs that they perform at the culmination of camp. That's what Girls Rock New Orleans is. Also, along with learning how to play instruments and forming cool bands such as the Snow Hydras, Misspoken Outrage. What were the other band names from last year?
We had Rising Stars. We had some amazing creative names like Sorry Mom, But I Ate the Ball.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and let's not forget the Six Powerful Rockers.
Unforgettable.
They were very powerful.
Powerful rockers.
They were super powerful. But along with learning how to play instruments and writing these songs, they also engage in workshops throughout the week. Some of the workshops they did last year were
Women in Music History, songwriting, social justice, how to make zines and comics, experimental percussion and instrumentation. We had two ladies come in and demonstrate how to build contact mics. And they always make their own t-shirts and merchandise in a band art workshop. So lots of different workshops every day.
Incredible. Incredible. Wow. It's a culture. It's like building a culture of girls and female bodied people learning to create not only music, but a whole, I don't know, it's totally rad. It sounds totally awesome. And it's from June 8th to 12th this year.
This year, yeah.
The showcase, the big showcase where Snow Hydras et al. Play their play their songs is on June 13th.
Yep.
And then tomorrow you're having a beach bash?
Oh, we are. So this is a really exciting month for us at Girls Rock New Orleans because not only are we preparing for our camp that's upcoming and registering our campers, getting all of our materials together, we are also in the process of raising the funds necessary to operate camp, and we chose to sort of do it in a concentrated period of time, which is this month. Our camp is sliding scale with no camper turned away for lack of funds, and when we look back at last year, 90% of our campers did attend on free or reduced tuition. So we have a series of events taking place this month to that end to sort of ask our community to support us in making this a reality for our youth. So tomorrow's Beach Bash is one of those events where we're coming out into the community and asking people to come and beach bash with us, sun those buns, as we say. It's taking place at the Cluett Gardens, which is on Cluett between Royal and Burgundy in the Bywater. I believe the technical address of the garden is 707, but it's a big lot.
It's on Cluett. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice park.
They have nice
swing.
Yeah, they have great mood lighting in the evening. And this event is actually taking place from 5 to 8. So if you come out to beach your buns or whatever it was, you can later enjoy the mood lighting. But some really, can I just name some highlights of this beach bash? One is WTL's own Hunter King, who I call the Surf Rock King of New Orleans. We'll be DJing a surf rock dance party. We're also going to have karaoke later in the evening, what we're calling beached whale karaoke. I'm very proud of the puns. I hope it translates.
Beached whale, like the whale, like the, oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah. That's,
yeah, good.
There's also going to be hot dogs and snacks and choco bananas.
As well as kiddie pools for bathing. And just,
oh, and sunscreen,
splashing around and
we're at the beach
dancing and pretending we're at the beach.
Right, to be clear, there's no sand, there's no shoreline, and it's likely gonna rain, but we're gonna be out there beaching and bashing.
Yeah
And we hope everyone comes out
Saturday 5 to 8 p.m at Cluett Gardens out in the Bywater past the tracks. All to, because there's ongoing fundraising efforts for Girls Rock New Orleans. The showcase is June 13th this year. So there's more ways to participate than showing up in your trunks,
yeah,
and hang out in a kiddie pool. Tell us about like who, like what the needs are for staffing the camp, like who you need, who shows up.
So we are a totally volunteer run camp. We have needs for all sorts of adults to join us, and we are still accepting volunteers to that end. We have instrument instructors who teach the actual instruments that we offer to campers. We also have adults who are responsible for coaching bands, so facilitating the band's process as they write their original song. And then, of course, our workshop leaders who we invite to come and engage with campers on the different topics that we spoke about before. There's lots of other ways to get involved in camp. We have a roadie crew. We have a kitchen crew. And we're always excited to accept people, no matter what their experience is, no musical experience necessary. And we would love to have a diversity of folks join us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so people can find out more at girlsrockneworleans.com. Mm-hmm. It's happening from June 8th to 12th this year at Noka, again, downtown. Any stories from last year you want to share? Like anything? I mean, the kids always come up with amazing stuff. Anything come to mind that you can tell us about?
Yeah, it's true that I might get a little choked up talking about it. It's really incredible. I think that the most inspiring thing about Girls Rock New Orleans and other rock camps, which, by the way, like, we're not the first of our kind. This is a program that started about 11 or 12 years ago in Portland. The model has since been adapted in cities all across the country and all across the world. There are 50 some odd girls rock camps, you know, in Sweden and Brazil, all over the place. But anyway, what's really, in my mind, magical about this whole thing is that in 1 week, you bring these amazing youth together and offer them a safe space to really express themselves creatively. And what comes out of it is completely humbling, because these youth, they don't see the limitations that I think we, as we grow older, see in terms of like what we're capable of accomplishing in terms of, sorry, I'm really actually getting worked up. What we're capable of accomplishing and just limitations. I mean, like myself, musically and creatively, like I have insecurities that prevent me from developing my skills as a drummer and other things. And then I hang out with these 11-year-olds, 9-year-olds. We had this killer 8-year-old last year who, after the social justice workshop and the ride home with, so we had this 2-day social justice workshop, and they got to talking about immigration policy, and it culminated with all of our campers writing and signing a letter to President Obama about immigration policy. Word. She was in the car with her mom, and she was like, well, today in social justice class, we learned blah, blah, blah. And her mom ended up like posting on social media, like, today in the car with Marley, one, she said the word social, like she said the phrase in social justice class. And two, she explained to me why immigration policy is detrimental and disenfranchises communities and so on and so forth. And she was like mind blown. And this is what these kids are.
We also had a camper come to us last year without any experience playing bass or being in a band. And by the end of the camp week at the showcase, she was not only the front person who was singing, but she was dancing and playing the bass at the same time.
Oh, so in that band, they were also improvising their lyrics.
Yes.
So she was playing bass, she was dancing, and she was making up lyrics as she went, and they were jamming for part of that song. It was amazing.
This is what can happen. This is what can happen when we get together with consciousness and make a space for girls to rock New Orleans. It's coming apart. Girlsrockneworleans.com. We're going to shake this whole thing down.
Yes.
It's happening June 8th to 12th at Noka. The showcase is at June 13th. And tomorrow, Saturday, from 5 to 8 p.m., there will be a beach bash at Kluwer Gardens.
At the moment, are still looking for a venue for our showcase. Last year, we did it at the Zeitgeist. Some 200 people came and packed the Zeitgeist.
What?
Those kids kids were rock stars on that stage last year. So we're still in the process of looking for a venue for our showcase, so we can't announce the location and the time at the moment. But visit our website, girlsrockneworleans.com. We also have, we're on Facebook, where you can see updates also throughout the course of the week of camp. We'll be posting pictures of what's happening. Those are the places that you can find out where the final showcase is, which is quite an experience.
The event of the summer.
Oh. The hot, hot summer.
Yeah.
Girls Rock New Orleans, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look forward to hearing up.